Okay, so guys, so last week we just started talking about the sense in which Karban Pesach, unique amongst the Karbanot, is defined primarily by its role le'achila. As I'm saying that, someone texted me, are we interested in Mincha et Hazorim, so I don't have to go down to the yeshiva? Yes. Okay. Fine. So the centrality of Achila in Karban Pesach. Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. So one of the ways in which this manifests itself, the way that Achila is different, is in how much one has to eat. What exactly does the mitzvah of Achila mean? Right, because all karbanot have a mitzvah of achila, right? Except for Noah. But in general, the halacha is that hakohanim ochlem vabailim miskaprim, right? That the owners, the kohanim eat it, and that functions as kapara. And we saw that according to Ramban, we saw this a while ago. I don't know if you guys remember. According to Ramban, when the bailim eat the shlomim, right? That's also a right, that's also part of the mitzvah, right? So then in what sense is Pesach unique? What does it mean? That lo ba mitchilaso elo la'achila, which is, right, Zev is like, is that an achron? No, it's actually a Mishnah, right? It's a Mishnah, lo ba mitchila elo, right? So. Fine. So like I said, one of the key places that it really manifests itself is in some of the details, obviously, as you would expect, of the mitzvah of the achilah of the Karban Pesach. That's right. That's where you would test this. What exactly does it mean? That sounds reasonable. Good. So let's start here. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos writes as follows: Mitzvah Nun Hei and Nun Vav. My Barilan was acting up a bit, so like this is some mix of Sfaria once I got my Barilan working. I don't know what. For some reason, my Barilan copies anything except for anything in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam. It's like my Barilan just doesn't like. I can read it, but I can't copy and paste. It's really weird. I don't know. There's definitely some. I don't know. Anyways, so he should see vanu lishchodes apesach, zeh apesach miyomar ba'asar benisan bein harbaim. Right, the first mitzvah is the shechita. Okay, good. Umisha over al tivu zevel lekravu bismano chayev kares bein ish bein isha. And if you don't shecht the karban pesach, you are chayev kares. Yes. Good. Cool. But in addition, the next mitzvah nun vav, you skip down to for some reason it says aleph again. Cool. Whatever, I don't know what Sfaria wants for my life. He should zivanu lechol keves a pesach b'leil chamisha asar minisan mitnav hanuz karim v'hushi yetzli v'shiochol vayis echol v'shiochol matzos umarorim. Right, there is a separate mitzvah to eat the Karban Pesach according to all of its conditions. Meaning, in a house, with matzah, with marv, v'amru v'achlas abasar b'leil azet, t'li'eshu matzos umarom yochu. Now, sometimes I love when the Rambam does this, right? The Rambam, like, comes out from his sort of objective, I am codifying, and says, right, he talks to you. He says, maybe you'll have a question, right? Why is this one mitzvah and not three? Right? Maybe you are confused by the way I count mitzvahs. Ashivenu. So let me answer you. Omname, you're what?
Pesach
Matzah Mar. It says, Omnam Heyod Achilat Matzah Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma Hu Emet Kimosh Ani Atid Lava'er. He said, it is its own mitzvah, as I shall explain. V'chein Achilat Basar HaPesach Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma Kimosh Zacharnu Aval Mar Nigro Achilat HaPesach V'chein Mitzvah Mitzvah Atzma. He said, that's very nice, but Maror isn't, right? Maror is a dragged along mitzvah. V'ray L'davar Shabasar Pesach Yocha L'kayim HaMitzvah I'll prove it to you. You eat Pesach without maror, but you don't eat maror without Pesach, right? Which is why maror bismana says
Tirabanan.
Very good, right? Av a maror bibli basar lo also klum v'lo nemrak farkayim mitzvah achad v'loshen mechilta tzli eish u'matzot amorim yochlu magid shemitzvah lizik tzli matzah u'maror klomar shemitzvah hi kibbutz.
Isn't this only answer
Mara, not Pesach, not Matzah? etc. Okay? Now matzah is also independent, which is why it's d'oraisa b'zman hazeh. Okay, but just from this, what do you see, right? That the only thing that's most important, at least for our purposes, is that the achila of the Pesach gets a special mitzvah, right? In addition to the shechita,
right.
And in addition to whatever mitzvah there is for achilas karbanos in general, right? Meaning, right? As opposed to saying, right? Logic. Right, what's weird about the way the Rambam counts the mitzvah here is that I would have expected either a mitzvah to bring the karban Pesach, right? Then that's it. Right? Right?
Follows regular other rules.
Correct. Meaning, the achila of the Karban Pesach is either... Right? There's one of two places I would have included the mitzvah of achilas Karban Pesach, and neither of them were in its own mitzvah.
Right.
I would have put it either in the mitzvah to bring the Pesach, or in the mitzvah to eat karbanot.
Right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Rambam puts it in neither, and said he counts two separate mitzvahs, and then... It's very funny, because the Rambam is like, you might have a kasha on me. Why didn't I count matzah and maror? He doesn't say, you might have a kasha on me. Why the heck did I count a separate mitzvah of achilat matzah when I didn't count it, right? When I already have two logical mitzvahs I could have put it in, which is shechitas ha-pesach or achilas ha-karbanos, right? Why, right? That didn't bother the Rambam, right? Or, I should say differently, that didn't even enter the Rambam's mind that that would bother the reader, right? It was so obvious to the Rambam that the centrality of achilam and the uniqueness, the sui generis nature of the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach is such. Sui generis is Latin for unique, right?
We don't know Latin. We barely know English.
Unique, okay?
You sound like Jew. Or the voice.
Well, okay. So technically, or to use what Reverend Zweig probably did say on this, I would say you would say, but I'm sure he did actually say these words, were that the way to look at it would be when the Mishnah said that Pesach lo ba mitchilato ela la'achila. What that means is, achila is a sine qua non of Karban Pesach. Sine qua non means without which there is none.
Right?
Right? Right? Meaning that which.
Could
right?
You say the sentence in like a normal way?
What?
So you say like the sentence in a normal way?
I just want to say, that ain't you were mad at me for using lumdish term. Why is that any better than using lumdish term?
What do you mean? It's not a lumdish term.
I don't know
what
it means.
But I know it. I know what it means.
You know what lumdish term means.
I know what it means.
You can go learn by yourself.
No,
don't. Please don't.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go and I'll mumble lumdish and Latin in the corner. Right? Ephraim pricked up. Latin? Okay, good. Fine.
Wait, can you say the sentence again? But like, with no Latin terms? I have to reinterpret and I get lost.
What?
Fine. That, when we say that the Karban Pesach is lobam mitchilato l'achila, that means that while by other karbanot, achila is part of the mitzvah, right? In Karban Pesach, it is definitional, such that without eating it, right, the Pesach is essentially meaningless, right? Okay.
Wouldn't you maybe think the opposite?
What?
Just from this. Wouldn't you think that by Pesach, you have two mitzvahs, both the Shechita and the Achila. So if you can't do the Achila, might as well do the Shechita, you only get one mitzvah.
So you
but
might...
the other ones, they're combined, so if it's Makiv, you just don't get any mitzvah at all, so there's no point.
Interesting, except that the Mishnah says not that way, right? Meaning, right, you're reading the Rambam in light of the fact that there is a line in the Mishnah that says, Loba mitchilato ela l'achila, right? Which would... push me to not take, even though you're right, if I just read the Rambam and I didn't know anything in Shas, right, then I might come to that. But since we started this last week, and all of this is really trying to define that one very suggestive achronish line in the Mishnah, right, again, I've told you this before. One of the reasons that Briskers like Kachim is because in Kachim, the Mishnayos and the Gemaras talk as if they were the Reb Chaim, right? They throw out all these wonderfully lumdish formulations, right, that you normally you expect to find only in people whose last name is Soloveitchik, right? Or were Talmidim of such people. Okay. So.
Didn't find any Latin there.
No, that's other parts of the Lichen, that Soloveitchik family. The ones that are Soloveitchik and then married Lichtenstein or Turskis. Right? Those parts of the family. Okay. Fine. So, but some of the... Now, the Achronim have several classic sources they point to highlight the uniqueness of this. So, one of them is, how much of the Karban Pesach do you have to eat? L'umat... Yeah, meaning does every individual have to eat?
Kedayis.
What about a normal karban? So you look at number two. There's a Gemara in Pesachim. Hanu tlasa kahane. right? It's in the middle of a discussion of how much food the Kohanim managed to get from the Karbanot. So you have a discussion there where the Kohanim said, oh, Chad Omer Hegiani Kapol, I managed to get a...
Double.
No, Paul, not Kapol.
Bunch.
Oh. Kapol, I understand what you said. No, Kapol is the size of a bean. Right? Okay. Kapol. The Chad Omer Kezayis. And one said he got a Kezayis. The Chad Omer Hegiani Kezanav al Ta'ah. But Gagar Mazu Hashem is Psal. One said I managed to get a Kezanav, right? The size of a tail. The whole context doesn't matter, but the point is that one of them said that by normal carbon, how much did he manage to get? Less than a gazayat. Right? That he ate less than a gazayat. I think this is, I'm trying to think if there's a carbon lechem upon him. I remember which one I put here. But the point is that in normal carbon, there was evidence that the Kohanim weren't eating, right, a gazayat. Right? They weren't eating a gazayat. Which is suggestive. Piece of evidence number one. Piece of evidence number two. Skip to number four for a moment. I don't know. Again, this is part of this like combination of whatever. So, the Gemara in Nazir, and this identical Gemara appears in several places in Shas. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana Amar Yochanan. Mai dechsev ki yisharim darchei Hashem v'tzadikim yachuvam v'foshim yikashlobam. What does it mean that the ways of God are straight, tzadikim shall walk in them, and sinners shall falter in them? Right? So, in what is an act such that the same act would be successful for tzaddikim and a failure for rishayim? Right, that's the Gemara's question. Yes.
Yeah,
so mashal l'shnei v'nei adam shetzalu et pischehen. So the Gemara says, here's the case: two people who roast their Pesach. Echad achlu l'shem mitzvah ve'echad achlu l'shem achila gasa. One ate it for the mitzvah and one ate it to be a glutton.
It's in a horios also.
Correct. It's in horios. It's in some form in yivamos. Mm-hmm. Yes. Zeh she'achol l'shem mitzvah, the one who ate it l'shem mitzvah, v'tzadikim yalchubam. He's a tzaddik. Zeh she'achol l'shem achila gasa, u'poshim yikashlubam, and the one who ate it for gluttony is the sinner who shall stumble.
Oh. Poor guy.
Amar le rish lakish, hay rasha karis le? I'm sorry, what? The person ate the Karban Pesach, but for the wrong reason. That's your paradigmatic rasha? Him? Right? Not like the person who's Bechal Shabbos. No, the person who ate the Karbon Pesach, but for the wrong reason. He's like, no. Nihi delo avid mitzvah min hamufchar. I get it. It's not an ideal mitzvah. Pesach miyakavid.
He did
the mitzvah. Elamashul shnevin adam ze ishto v'achoso imo ze ishto v'achoso imo lezed nizam lo ishto lezed nizam lo achoso lezed nizam lo ishto tzadikim yelchubam lezed nizam lo achoso poshim kashlubam. So then it goes much more cynical and says two people, you know, they're in a dark room with their wife and their sister. One of them sleep, you know, neither of them quite knows who they're sleeping with. One it turns out is wife. One it turns out is his sister. One of those, yay. One of those, no, not yay.
Weird tzaddik.
Yeah, is that a tzar? Yeah, anyway, not important.
He's not the best guy.
Second half, maybe for an agadah this year, we'll do the second half, but not for now. The first half is what I'm worried about. But what is the Gemara? Well, what's important here? The Gemara says that if you eat achila gasa, you're yotze. What's the problem? So if you look at the Gemara in Yevamos number 5, aksiv v'achlu odam asher kupar bohem. Right. So as we've talked about, right, milame che koanim ochlum bailim miskaprin, that when the koanim eat the karban, right? So el ratza hu ochla ratza kohen achar ochla, right? So you can eat it. Another kohen can eat it. Talmud lomar matzos tochal makom kadosh mitzvah. You should eat it. Fine. So amar l'Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi d'amar Rabbi Shua d'amar Abba Sholhi hacha ma'itrei gavne ikav chidem ratza l'demen ochla ratza achila gasa ochla. So Gemara says, maybe you'll say that, again, I don't want to get the whole context, but Gemara says, maybe you'll say that you can eat achila gasa or not. How could that be? Achila gasa mishme achila? Is achila gasa achila? Talmud lom, v'amma, reish lakish, ochel achila gasa biyom makipurim, pater, milosune. If you eat on Yom Kippur, achila gasa, you are pater. Correct. Zev is like, what is the case? So most Rishonim assume that means that you ate to the point of gluttony before Yom Kippur, and then at that point, any food that you would eat afterwards is painful.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But there does seem to be, the Tosafot Yerushalmi does seem to say that no, that's so even crazy, if I just ate, having kavana that I was going to eat out of achila gasa, that would be mutter.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Or not usher, whatever, not Correct. But most Rishonim assume what that means is that you were full going into Yom Kippur, and then you ate the gluttonous part.
That's still like weird, but like kind of makes sense.
Okay. So now the Rishonim are bothered, and they say, "Wait a second. So Karban Pesach, I'm Yotzei Achila Gatzah. It's just not mitzvah min Amuvchar. But
all other karbanos.
But right. But Yom Kippur and maybe other karbanos.
I don't know.
Is it Achila with
what? Well, Yom Kippur, the Gemara says Achila Gatzah is not Shmei Achila.
Whatever it's talking about here also is not Achila.
And regular karbanos, it also seems to be right that it wouldn't be Achila.
Yeah.
Right. So how could that be? So Tosu says Vim Tomar the Amar Peperik Misha Amar Harei Nazir Ki Yisharim Darche Hashem Tzadikim Yalchuvam Afoshu Yikashlubam Mashal Shnevi Adam Shetzal Pischem Echad Achlu Shem Pesav Echad Shem Achila Gaso Mash Masam Chavayu Nafke Al Mahav Yachila. How can you tell me that Achila Gaso is not Achila? The gluttony is not Achila.
Right.
You're Yotzei Karban Pesach. V'yesh Lomar the training in Yonei Achila Gaso Heim. So Tosu says, there's two levels, right? This is like a very lumdish one, except it's very not, it's very proto-brisker.
What could you say?
Tzvei dinim. What are the tzvei dinim? I don't know. There are tzvei. Right. What the tzvei are, I don't know, but I know they're tzvei, right?
For simple answer, couldn't you say that what you were saying before, one of them is the kavanah to eat gasa-like, and one of them is actually being full?
And maybe, but what Tosu seems to hold, the trei achin el gasa is what he says in number 7, if you look at Tosu in Psachim, the next source. He asked the same question, and he says, 3 lines down, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, D'trei gav ne'achila gasa, achat shenafshu katsim lechol, v'al osa patrim yom kippurim, yishachal gasa shenu mezava lechol. There's gluttony where I'm not hungry anymore, and I'm just eating because I want to. That's achila, it's just gluttonous, right? You know, like you're full, and then you're like, oh, but there's ice cream, right? That's technically achila. Right, and then there's achila gasa, which causes pain, which is, right, every bite you get more nauseous. You know, he said, that's not achila, right? You know, like the way they force feed, like, ducks, right? You know, for, like, to fatten them up, right? You, like, shove it down there. That's not achila anymore. So one way is to say, now this type of answer, by the way, says that all achila in shas are equivalent. The only question is which achila gasa is it?
But for kabbalas,
right? Meaning it's shvei dinim and achila gasa, not a chiluk between Pesach and Karbanot or Pesach and Yom Kippur. Right? There's one halacha, which is achila gasa level one. Achila gasa meaning there's more than one type of achila gasa, but once you have the different standards of achila gasa, they are true equivalently through all areas of halacha. Right? Whenever you need achila, I'm not hungry, but I'm eating anyways. Is called achila. It hurts me to eat is not achila. And then Rabbeinu Tam says, this must be contextually the achila we were talking about by Karban Pesach. Why? He says, because that's the one that makes sense. Namely, you always eat Karban Pesach al hasova, and therefore it's always either achila gasa or bordering on achila gasa, because, right, let's face it, if you have to eat Karban Pesach when you're to fill you up, you might accidentally eat slightly too much, and therefore it will be, I'm already full, but I could eat if I really needed to,
right?
And therefore he says, it's a logical thing to say, what if I eat Karban, right? And that's what he's saying. He's saying, it's a very realistic case that you have two people who are eating Karban Pesach when they're basically full. One does it l'shem mitzvah, one does it because, you know, he likes, instead of having ice cream for dessert, to have more meat, right?
Smart man.
Right? Yeah. You know, he's the person, as my neighbor once said, if I wake up and I'm not fleshik, I had an unsuccessful night. You know? He's of that mentality. So, which I don't understand for so many reasons.
Staying up eating meat?
Well, that's the second kasha. Well, the first kasha is ew. The second kasha is, even if you like meat, like, right, you're willing to sleep. Now, it could be that he just can't sleep a whole 6 hours without waking up in the middle of the night to have a hot dog. Whatever the point is, fine. And then he says, V'od yesh lomer de'ein lo likros rasha, kevin shekim mitzvah pesach, avo pish lo kiim mitzvahs achila, da'achila tzachim lo ma'akva. And then he says something which is really quite strange, and he says, well, maybe he was Yotze Mitzvahs Pesach, but he wasn't Yotze Mitzvah Achilas Pesach. Right? That's the distinction, Shechita versus Achila, right?
Okay.
Right? So he's not a Gantz Rasha, right?
But because he's not
okay. Uma Sheperish Rashbam did not matzah mishum deshaicha afilu bisman hazeh deleka pesach loni. Here at the field of time mishum pesach asur bisman hazeh. Fine. Okay. That's.
What do you mean by mitzvah min mukhar though? That he's just not yotze.
What?
Like,
so it sounds like he's yotze, just not the best thing he could have done.
Right. So it doesn't sound like he's not yotze.
Yeah. It's like a strange read. Okay. So the Ritva. Okay. The Ritva on this Gemara deals with this as well. Now theoretically, remember, there are really three ways to distinguish, right? One is to say there's two types of Achila Gasa, and the other two ways are to say Karban Pesach is unique, or to say that Achila Yom Kippur is unique.
Right.
Right? So the Ritva says, well, maybe Achila Yom Kippur is unique, because it doesn't say Achila. It never says you can't eat on Yom Kippur. It says
you have to make yourself.
You have Inui.
Yeah.
Right? And therefore, if I'm eating in a way that causes pain, it is Inui. That's why Yom Kippur is unique. Right? Meaning the point is, what?
But the Gemara didn't say that.
Well, maybe that's what he means, right? He said that Achila on Yom Kippur is unique. Right? That's how the Ritva reads it.
Wait, no, I thought the Gemara was questioning how could it be that it's Gasa.
No, he says on Achilas Gasa Yom Kippur, right?
Achilas Gasa Misha Mi Achila.
Correct. So the Ritva thinks the answer is right. I cut the Gemara in the middle, right? I mean, there's the middle, but the Ritva way the understands the Gemara is that maybe the Maskana is that no, Achilas Gasa is Achila,
right?
But Yom Kippur is unique. Okay.
Yeah.
The Gemara goes on to say that this is like a bad proof.
The Gemara continues. This is not the end of the discussion. Okay. And then he summarizes Tosfos. Okay, you know what? Let me try to make the main point. If next week we have to develop more, that'll be fine. But to get out the main way that the Acharonim, well, one of the main central claims of the Acharonim make here. To give you just a little bit. One more Gemara, though. The Gemara in Yoma also shows, again, the uniqueness of Karban Pesach Lumat other Karbanos. This is in the context of Lechem Apanim, right? Where, trust me, the context here is Lechem Apanim, but look at the last two lines. Mikan va'elech nishtalcha me'era ba'omer shtea lechem lechem apanim. Meaning, no, really the context of the Gemara is all the miracles that happened during the reign of Kohen Gadol of Shimon HaTzadik.
Wait, where are we right now?
Number 9. No. Right? So one of them was that the Shtei Alechem was particularly blessed.
Uh-huh.
So he said, but after that finished, it wasn't blessed. And therefore, there was only enough for people to take the size of a bean,
yeah.
Right? And therefore, the Tznuin would just not bother taking anything, and the gluttonous people would take more. But no one would take Kezias. That was the point.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, the Beis Halevi, if you look at 11, takes this evidence. And he says, okay, Mesechus Nazir, Amar, the question is famous. So, he has one more question, which I didn't give you all the Gemaras, but now I'll summarize his question. He says, there's two problems with this Gemara.
Yeah.
One is, Achila Gasa, around Shas. The second one is that the implication is that you're Yotze without Kavana.
Why?
The one who does it L'Shem Kavana is Yotze.
Yeah, yeah.
The one who does it L'Shem Achila Gasa is Yotze, but not Mitzvah, but not Mufchar. Right?
You have to eat.
Correct. Right? But the problem is, Reish Lakish in general holds that Mitzvahs Kavana.
Right.
Mitzvahs Dafka Vidal Kamesh Lakish is also Mitzvahs Kavana. Vayim Bitori Evan Mashikasavaze. Venire Lomar. And he says, I think the answer is.
Wait, there some din by Achila? You always have Kavana no matter what, because of Hana or something.
Yeah,
so you could have gone that way, correct. You could have gone that way, right? Which is the way some people will go. Is that just. It's not by Mitzvahs, by Veros. right? That Haosik, right? Misasik b'chalavim v'arayos is asur. Yes, you could have read this as the inverse. And that would have been a very good way. And said, yes, by all mitzvos achila, you don't need kavana. Right? V'anir alomar, but the Beis Halevi suggests something different. He says, v'anir alomar, d'reish lakish shvir lei, d'mitzvahi, shichova al gufa adam, shemuto lav hachiyuv la'asosa, v'kumo b'ach d'psachim, d'adam m'chuyuv lechol mar, v'zein o yotzi, d'chavaso ilim kein, m'chavein, l'kayeim ha-mitzvah mutelas alav. So he says, you only need kavana in mitzvos which are on the gavra, right? On the person. Aval achilas kadshim, but regular achilas kadshim is not a mitzvah on the gavra, it's a mitzvah. The chefza tu binechal.
Right?
Dimatsinu gabe lechem haponim damar hagiani kapol. What's his proof?
It's only to avoid nosar.
No.
No, they ate less than
by that. Regular kadshim first. That it's only by, right, the regular kachim, there is no mitzvah zachila, there's a mitzvah that the karban binechal,
right,
bitotah, as a result-oriented mitzvah.
Yeah, that's why that's the new, I didn't take it.
That's why I didn't, kazayis. Ukvar chakru bazeh, rabo seinu, demuch mizadichlus kachim, ein zara kazayis. Vikasavdi azvar bazeh beves alevi. Chilak aleph, de bishloma achilas pesach umatzvah de achilu vala adam shu yochal zara kazayis. Says, but this is not true of karban pesach. Where there is a mitzvah, achila, how does he know?
It's own mitzvah.
Because you need a kazayis. And you, yes, it's own mitzvah. Well, mitzvah is achilas kachim, de'ena choval shum adam, shehu yochlenu. Right, normal karbanos, there is no mitzvah for anyone to eat it. There's a mitzvah that it be eaten. Rak ha-mitzvah shia karban ne'achal. Mishum hachi, gam kishimachalkul harbe anashim, harei mikol makom dis achil ha-karban, lobin and kazayis. And that's why by Karban Pesach you need kazayis, but everywhere else you just need to be nechal. Ubimitzvah kazos, fear lay raised lakish, ain sarach kavana. Vesher rezekul, al de modim, ain sarach kavana. He says, maybe that's what he means, that by karbanos, now we'll have to distinguish Karban Pesach in a moment, because right, this would lead you to a bizarre conclusion, right? He's aware of this, one second. Right? He says, therefore, maybe Rish Lakish thinks by achilas kachim, you don't need kavana because it's not a maisa mitzvah on the person. It's a mitzvah that the karban get eaten.
Yeah.
Uvezeme yoshev hadivamos eats a mitzvah matzah stochal matzah she mikodem aisa bechlal heter neser chazar v'hucha yachol tachzol atei arishon namalomer matzah stochal mavarshina, etc. Okay. Skip down the line. Lefiza nicha de mitzvah zachilas kachim kulei ama modim de insar kavana mikol makom nizachla. But then he says v'im kein gabi karban pesach dafka. He said, but wait a second. I've just argued that the reason you don't need kavana is because of achilas kachim. But I, in the same breath, argued that the difference between achilas kachim and pesach is that it is a choval karpafta de gavra, proven by the fact that you need kezayis. So he says, v'tzarget mikol makom harei gam pesach liyatz michlal kol hakachim. V'yishom mitzvah achilas kachim dinafko mikra devachlos amasher kupar bohem. Achilas karban pesach has tzvei dinim. It is achilas pesach and achilas karban. V'nimtza de pesach yishnei mitzvos b'achilaso. Uksha'ochlo shalo b'chavana. And now he says, you know what it means when it says you weren't yotzei mitzvah min ha-mufchar?
You only got
it means you weren't mitzvah karban pesach. But you were right. Only yotzei achilas kachim. Right? Right, that's a lumdish read. Right,
yeah.
Right. He says the Yeshua mitzvah shalchilas kachim. Sorry, I skipped a line. Vim kein garer karm pesach aval gav duchiyav al gufa adam lechol b'vatzar kizayis dafka mikomag garer gam pesach al yasam mikal kol kachim. The Yeshua mitzvah shalchilas kachim de nafka mikra devachlo osam asher kupar bohem. The nimza de pesach yishnei mitzvos. There are two mitzvos. Ba'achilasa ukshaochlo shalom bechavana. So if you eat without kavana, nihi de lo yatsa bo mitzvah shalchilas pesach. L'mandi amar d'tzar kavana. You are not yotzei the aspect of achilas karban pesach. Mikol makom kiyem mitzvah shel achilas kachim. V'ka'amar eish lakish. Now he reads it back in Gemara. D'lo shayach lomar achilas zu uposhim mikash lubam. He's not saying you were yotzei pesach. He's saying, right, he's very medayik. He says, what was Reish Lakish's opposition? Not you were yotzei pesach, but you aren't a rasha. Because you ate the pesach. And he reads this, this is like the most like lumdish way of reading. He says, you aren't a sinner because you were yotzei one of two mitzvos, but you are neither a tzaddik. V'zeu b'mashal ochal, because I had b'chavana v'im kenu lo nichshol b'achilazo rak b'mashal ochal v'hu teretz nachal. Right? Yeah. So the Beis Halevi comes up with this very, very complicated analysis, right? Right? Which is, piece of evidence one, achilas kachim doesn't require kezias, achilas pesach requires kezias. Yeah. From here he derives,
must be
right, kachim is bechevtza, bechevtza gavra, right? Or result action.
Yeah.
Right, that's really what he's saying. It's not really, I mean, it's chevtza gavra, which in this case means result action. Karban eaten, person eat karban,
right?
In barbaric speak, right? Eat karban, karban eaten, right? Fine. Problem is that kavana points in the opposite direction.
Right.
Because Reish Lakish says you need kavana by most mitzvahs, but not by karban pesach,
right,
which implies that karban pesach is result-oriented.
Yeah.
Right? Answer for the Beis HaLevi, karban pesach is tvei dinim. And in fact, it's true. You don't need kavana for achilas kachim, and you do for karban pesach. And therefore, you have to reinterpret the Gemara in Nazir as saying,
you only get one of the two.
Correct. What about now achila gasa, right?
That's good.
Now, achila gasa is a bit trickier, right? Because what I would have said is what?
It's good for regular
karbanot. Achila gasa is good for regular karbanot, and not for karban pesach, because karban pesach requires a maisa achila, and regular kachim requires a totsav at being nechal.
Right?
Now, you could pull the same lumdish move as the Beis HaLevi, which is to say, maybe the Gemara doesn't really mean your Yotzei Pesach, it means your Yotzei Achilas Kadshim Shabo, right? But not Pesach, right? You could come up with a very lumdish formulation, but that would be very lumdish, and the Gemara does not indicate this, right? So this is the question you're still going to have to come back and answer, but I think we'll have to
Beis
do that.
Beis HaLevi reads like the Ritva.
What?
Beis HaLevi leads.
So that's what we're going to have to come back next week, right? So I guess we'll have to continue this next week, which is... Now the alternative is, now there is an easy way to deal with this, which is, except Rabbeinu Tam.
The Gemara and Yevamah.
Right, except Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning if you read like Rabbeinu Tam, then the distinction between, right, the distinction between the Gemaras is not Kadshim versus Yom Kippur, is just Tzvedinim in the types of Achila Gasa. If you say that, it's easy. And then you say the axis isn't this Gemara. But if you don't accept Rabbeinu Tam, then you're really in over your heads, because the implication of the Gemara is that Pesach is, and this is the real kasha on the Beis HaLevi, is what? That if you don't accept Rabbeinu Tam, the implication of the Gemara would be that Achilas Pesach is
not good,
more result-oriented than other karbanos, right? Because the Gemara in Yevamos said that for normal karbanos, Achila Gasa is Lav Shmei Achila, right?
And here it said it is.
Right? And for Karban Pesach, it is Shmei Achila, right?
I thought the Ritva read the Gemara in Yevamos where it ends up that it is
good. Oh, no, you're right. Now, the Gemara in Yevamos ends up rejecting this, but there was at least a stage in the Gemara where the Gemara entertained the possibility that Achila Gasa is Achila for other Karbanot,
right?
And if you read it into the Gemara Nazir and not for Karban Pesach, right, which is going to force us to come back to the Ritva and look at the other answers, right? So far what I want to just show is that many of the Achronim like the Beis HaLevi and try to explain the Kezias, not Kezias, and unique mitzvah to Karban Pesach as telling you that Karban Pesach has a mitzvah on the Gavra of Achila, Maisa Achila, rather than just the result that the Karban has to be eaten. The Or Sameach takes this to explain another set of evidence, right, which is, we'll have to come to, the Halachot of Zmanim, right, which is what we'll do next week. The problem, and the reason that not all Achronim accept this analysis, is the Kasha that I just raised.
Right.
Is this explains very well Kezias, not Kezias, and will explain very well what the Or Sameach wants to prove from this, which is Zman, right? But the Achila Gasa one, right, can be solved, because you could just pass on Rabbeinu Tam and solve the whole problem.
Right.
But that at least should raise red flags that maybe it's not as simple as the Beis HaLevi wants from you. And because I didn't want to really torture you, I didn't give you all the Achronim. What I gave you was mild torture, which is the Ha'arot of Rav Yafin on the Ritva and Yevamos, where he summarizes the Achronim.
He's beautiful.
Yafin.
I love Rav Yafin.
I mean, he's great. He is great. He summarizes it very extensively. Okay, I'm gonna, since I've already now committed to make it to the 1:30 mincha, I really should go. Perm Samech.